Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. Oh, it's been a week. So much going on. We can start with what I would like to say has to be one of the saddest stories I have heard in the last 5 to 10 years. Young woman by the name of Shanquila Robinson dies in Cabo with a group of friends. The story's gone viral. We're definitely going to dig into that. Also, somebody is about to get into some trouble. You know, that past going to come up and haunt you. The owner of Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones, is seen in a photo way back from the 1950s during a very racist point. And the question is, do you think that he should be judged by what he did or said years ago? We're going to unpack and undress that. Loriotos is going down.
That's right. And we're going to talk all about Passport Bros. They're taking over TikTok, and we'll get into that and also into my DMs because it goes down in there in L'Oreal's DMs. And then we always have our final question to address. And you know it gets spicy each and every time. And this week, this happened.
Yes, friend, you doing your job. You give your good old friend an ultimatum. Be like, I will not be here if you mess with him, because she knows that your friendship is more valuable.
So yeah, it's going down. Make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by Macy's.
And speaking of Macy's, right now is the perfect time at Macy's, because sometimes finding like a coat that's warm but flattering, or a dress that's party ready but also suits the dress code, sometimes it just feels impossible with what you have in the closet. So whether you need a tip or a little cheat sheet, Macy's personal stylist will help you go ahead and put your look together. You can do it either in store, or you could do it how L'Oreal loves it. It's from the comfort of your own home. Now, best of all, you can pull your wallet out, see how much money you got in there, but go ahead and put it right back, because it is totally free. So go ahead, head over to Macy's.com/personal stylist. That's Macy's.com/personal stylist, and book your appointment today. Let's go. Now, this first story is, it's so sad. Lo, I know you have a lot of details. You keep your ear to the street. What is the latest and what is going on?
Okay, so this, like you said, this has been hitting home really bad for a lot of people. And the family of Shanquila Robinson is actually thanking Black Twitter for bringing such awareness to the story, because it was almost looked past, you know? Now, we've been rallying behind the whole controversy behind what happened with Shanquila.
For people who don't know, because there are just a couple of people that are under a rock and have not heard about her, tell about the story and like what happened, or what we know that happened.
Of course. So it's a woman. She's 25 years old, from Charlotte, North Carolina. She went on a vacation with 6 friends to Cabo, which was supposed to be her best friend and a few other friends. They were going for like Halloween, so in October, towards the end.
And Shanquila booked the trip. It was under her name. Yes. She's the one that booked the trip.
She booked everything, from what people were saying. She had the villa in her name. And after just 24 hours of her being in Cabo, she passed away. Now, her friends, quote unquote, had told her family that she got in sick from alcohol poisoning, which they believed initially. Right. But then there was an autopsy done. And at first, it went along with the friend's story. But then it says she died from a broken neck and a cracked spine. Basically, that she was assaulted. Now, there was a video that was released, and it looked like her and another woman were engaging in some sort of a fight. Right. They were fighting. Right. She wasn't fighting back. She was naked. And you could see a man was clearly filming, because you could hear him on the video saying, "Quella, fight back, fight back." And she's like, "No." And you just hear her say no. And then you see her go on the ground, and the woman's kicking her, punching her, whatever the case. So you know, they were able to leave. It's so sad because even the mother said that one of the friends came every single day to the home up until the point where they got the call from the Mexican authority saying that maybe they had gotten the cause of death wrong.
They did leave before that she was even pronounced dead, correct? She was in the hospital and she's still, there were still signs of life when she was in the hospital. That's when the friend called the mother and said that she was there. But they all got on airplanes and came back to the States, correct? Or am I?
Yeah, they all got on airplanes, came back to the States. Only one of them was not there during the attack. He came after and they told him that she was sick. So he stood by her in the bed, apparently, and she was still alive. And they said that the friends were refusing to allow her to go to the hospital. So even if she had a fighting chance, they ruined whatever that chance would have been because they probably didn't want to be found out about what happened. Now, they did just announce that because at first the FBI wasn't involved. Now they are. And now they're saying that there is one of the people are being charged. They didn't say exactly
what's the charge. I saw the arrest warrant, but what's the charge?
That's the weird part. The charge is a hate crime. So there was rumors.
Yes, Mike did explain. So the charge is a charge that it is a it is something that they do in Mexico where it, which we need in the States personally, it's when femicide, which basically means of death of a female due to a domestic attack or a disturbance. So when a woman dies at the hands of a domestic situation, it is categorized differently. So I don't know what femicide holds as far as prison time.
Well, they're saying it's not like femicide is like the murder of a woman because she's a woman. So with the rumors online, and I know T.S. Madison had got involved into it as well, they were saying that the women were trans women. Now, I'm not sure.
But
nobody confirmed that. That was a rumor.
But femicide is a female's death due to a domestic situation. So it doesn't have to be a trans person specifically.
But it's a murder because she's a woman. Like, yes, specifically because of her being a woman. So that's why they said a hate crime. So I'm not really, we're not sure with the details, because if it's like if it is a trans woman and they are saying that, it's so many different rumors. They were saying it was over money. They were saying it was over so many different things. And we just, only thing we can do is sit back and let the authorities do their job. The feds are involved in it. They are going to get expedited to Mexico to serve their time. And so far, like I said, only one person is charged. But what I think is so crazy about that is y'all all, maybe besides the one, you all knew what happened. And y'all sat there and you lied and you kept this lie going. Y'all should go to jail and be charged.
This is supposed to be her friend. Like, you know my friend crew. Like, I got my Get Fresh crew. They my best friends. They are my friends.
Yeah.
I know that if I leave you in their hands, that you're safe. Like, in what world did any person think that you would go on a vacation with your friends and not end up protected, safe, and able to come home alive? Like, that is cool. They're friends.
And even to have them sitting there filming while they're fighting and she's naked, like, regardless of anything, even if you're like, all right, y'all gonna shoot the fair one. Y'all go ahead and fight. Y'all had an issue. You're not gonna film your friend naked getting beat up. And then when she's literally not even, she not once did she swing back. Y'all not gonna break it up. You're gonna encourage her to fight. Oh, and
Let's go back. Crazy. Let's go back. We are both girls from a certain type of a neighborhood. Mm-hmm. We've seen everything from Buckingham Palace to the projects in the hood. At what point do you go on vacation with all the hands in the world and expect to be fighting your friends?
Like, well, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, crazy. Not fighting my friends, but I definitely got into a situation where it could have went bad. You know what I mean? And it was due to the fact that the person got beside themselves, you know what I mean? And they started getting beside themselves, and I had to
see,
put them
that's
in
when
line.
The other people that are in that friend group that are with you, take that person to the side, get them some water, calm them down, you and the other friend, because that's what
in
friends
my case,
do.
There wasn't nobody else around. It was just us.
Oh.
And yeah, exactly. So, and the crazy part is, somebody looked at the middle of it, I could have looked like it was me that was the problem, the aggressor. Mm-hmm. But in all reality, you came to my space. You came starting smoke.
Are they alive?
They're alive.
Okay.
By the grace of God.
But you know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't want to talk too much about
all
it.
All jokes aside, I think like we all come from the world of we have to defend ourselves. You know what I mean? We go out into the world and the world is our enemy and we have to take care of ourselves. I get that. And we're ready if we need to. But at what point does anyone even think that going on a vacation would include boxing? Like that is crazy to me. And your friends are supposed to be the ones that look out for you. That when you don't have your cooler head, when you are ticked off, when you are past your regular place, that's when I'm gonna need you to pull me in, sis. That's when I'm gonna need you to be like, E. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't understand as adults. And yes, they were in their early 20s, some of them.
Yeah, because I'm still kind of young. Think about it. I still wasn't really handling my liquor. I still don't handle my liquor that well. So I could.
But you also do things like go out with people who know you, and that's going to make sure you straight. Because those are your what?
Those are my friends. No, but Eva, I put myself in situations before where I've been around people who I know ain't the best friend. You get what I'm saying? To be doing certain things around, and I've still put myself in a position. It's easy to mess up. I'm gonna tell you why though, because I'm not that type of person. So when I look at the person as a whole and we were ever friends and I find out something else about them, it's sometimes hard for me to still see the bad.
I could imagine being Shanquila's parents. You know what I'm saying? Being the cousin at home related to Shanquila when you get this conversation. We vacation all the time, Lo. Like, we
it's
always...
Different. Yeah,
we
hit, different.
But see, it shouldn't be different. And that is the point that I'm trying to drive home. Like, it should not be a world in which you spend time, money, energy, and effort to go and relax away from all of the world's chaos only to find yourself dead.
I can't believe not one person broke that thing up. Like, and again, like when I think about the alcohol and getting it drinking and things get out of hand, you've never been on vacation and there's been any kind of argument or nothing?
Yeah. Yes, but I've been, when I have been on vacation, one of my not too long ago vacation, about a year and a half ago, went on a trip and I brought a whole lot of my friends, singles and couples. And this one guy, two of my homegirls liked.
I was
surprised because he was gay and I didn't realize that. They didn't realize it, but I was like, hey, everybody live. He might be paying. Y'all might like to all play, whatever.
Right.
But both of these women were kind of like edgy, but it never got, because they're grown. So it never got to the place of a physical altercation. Were they words? Did we have a little spicy little time in the cabana? You know what I'm saying? Was breakfast a little funny? Yes. But I would never let nobody put hands on nobody. We're not doing
that. That's
not happening. And we was at the SLS.
Oh yeah, no, you don't do that. So ghetto. But
just,
you know,
it's so sad. This is the saddest story of them all. This girl planned a trip for her and her friends to go for a few days to Mexico. And her parents had to spend Thanksgiving without her. We'll be spending the holidays without her. And her daddy had a full breakdown.
Yeah, he did. It was super sad. How disgusting are these people that they sat in the parents' face continuing to lie, got on that plane, did whatever they did, and knowing that they killed that girl. I hope they
I don't know how they
jail.
Sleep.
But they're not. They're going to be sleeping on a Mexican floor in jail.
Baby.
For the rest of their
and
life.
The Mexican water is no longer tequila because it ain't vacation no more, friend.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Moving on, and Mexican jail is no fun. Believe me, I'm from LA, Tijuana.
Yeah.
You don't even want to be on the wrong side of that. But moving on to another story that went completely viral. And the thing about this story is that it's a lot of people on both sides of the fence on this. And it is very frustrating to me. I definitely want to see where you sit with this. So Jerry Jones, who is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
It's cancel culture time for him. So he was seen in a racist photo, and you know, cancel culture is very real and it's been increasing over The last few years during the pandemic. Now, this photo has emerged of the Cowboys owner, Jerry Jones, at the infamous moment when the Little Rock, Arkansas schools were being integrated. I don't know if you remember, but it was a big, big thing back in the 50s during integration. And there was a big rally. A whole lot of white folks was very upset about it. They did not want these kids in school with their kids. It was a big old issue. Amongst a lot of these very frustrated white people was the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones. Now, at the rally, white students tried to block the black students from even entering into the school with the other white kids. And so here is a little bit of audio from what he had to say.
Yeah, that was, 65 years ago, and curious kid. I didn't know at the time the monumental event, really, that was going on, and I'm sure glad that we're a long way from that. I am, and we just... that would remind me just continue to do everything we can to not have those kinds of things happen.
Okay, let me just start. First of all, Jerry Jones is from a very prominent family in Little Rock. He's a very well-known businessman. Jerry Jones, even at his young age, was very far from what we would call stupid. He might not have known how monumental his career would end up being with the Dallas Cowboys, but he was very clear on that day that it had been voted, and this was the day that the entire city was waiting for so these black kids can actually go and get a proper education.
Come on.
He knew what the day was and he made sure he was in attendance on the side of we don't want them in here. So,
he sure did.
If he wanted to apologize for being a young, ignorant man that went along with the crowd who is completely horrified at his actions as a young white man, that I'm really ready to listen to. But this whole 65 years ago, I'm glad we far from that. No, you're happy that you got black men running a ball for you up and down a field making money for you, sir. And I maybe now you can
come on now, talk about
their
it.
Blackness. That's Don't play with me.
All these words. Sound very similar to the words that we used
combine
to use back in the day. Come on now. Everything. Drafted.
I'm hearing two different sides, Lo. I'm hearing some people that's like, oh, this was so forever ago. Let it go. It's okay. He could be a changed man. So then I look at small things like the prison system, right? So someone that might have made an offense maybe when they were 16 years old, got charged as an adult, are being put in jail for the next, I don't know, 50, 60, 100 years. Emmett Till was 15 years old when he was killed.
Exactly.
Like, stop
and think about the protesting that he was going against. Imagine if it worked, right? Imagine if his protesting worked and black kids wasn't able to come to the school. Now what? What? You racist, bro.
There wouldn't be no Dallas Cowboys.
There wouldn't be no Dallas Cowboys. There would be Dallas white boys.
Because the one thing that helped during integration under below the Mason-Dixon line, the one thing that helped with integration, the Jim Crow laws, separate but equal, when they were forced to integrate the school, were the athletic programs. Those were the one things those things at the school, especially like where my husband is from in Texas and in the South, where they brought the kids together, where these white coaches had to look and say, boy, he running that ball.
He didn't and do you nothing. Couldn't. They still doing the same thing. They keeping black owners out of the NFL. So he is still taking a part in some kind of segregation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he don't have no problem with it. Now, if he was an advocate for in the NFL for like, yeah, let's get more black owners and this and that, and say he changed his life like that, then I'll be like, all right, y'all playing. Y'all going to pull up.
I'm behind Kaepernick, of that kind of stuff.
No, he's like one of the most, we know that he's racist. Didn't
so
we?
What should happen to Jerry? What should happen to Mr. Jones?
Lashings. I want a list of things just like, oh, apologize every other day like Kyrie Irving had to do. I want numerous apologies.
Well, see, this is the thing. Love the fact that he apologizing about something that he did when he was younger. But once again, Emmett Till was killed at 15, something that he did.
Jay-Z. I want, I got a list.
And then the first kid that was ever executed, just a little bit of history facts. His name was George Steine. It was in 1928. This is a child. He was 14 years old. He was executed for a crime that we later found out was falsely accused for.
He was 15 years old. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Emmett Till knew what he was doing.
At 15.
That's
racist. You definitely still racist, fam.
Ooh, don't get me started on this.
He needs to get up out of here. Get him up out of here. And he's never. Oh, FYI, if I'm not mistaken, there's never been a black coach
for the Cowboys. No,
there's never been a black head coach.
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
But you can run your boys up and down the field.
Yeah, and you can take pictures, making sure that we couldn't get our school segregated, integrated also. But now it's okay because they're making money for you.
Yeah.
So
anyway, let's talk about on. This.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
What does passport bro mean? Like, what
is listen, that? It's a new movement and it's gaining a lot of traction on TikTok. Now, this group is largely of black men who say they're tired of dating black American women. So they would rather use their passport to go to countries to find wives. And this is what I love because 90 Day Fiancé is one of my favorite shows. And I love to see people get scammed. So they can do all. Okay, so let's go on. Now, they're saying that they do this to find more traditional women who will cook and clean and pretty much just be submissive. Now, there's videos of them talking about how much better foreign women are, why they hold their passports in the air. And a big issue is that they seem that they're seeming to have is that American women have high expectations of them and they want them to have a good job, a good house, a good car, you know, normal things that somebody will want for themselves.
The way your mom taught you to
and their mate, because they want a good upbringing for their family probably. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, let's check out this one guy's story.
Man, if you are frustrated in America with a woman and your dating options, the quickest fix, quickest way to automatically upgrade yourself without spending years trying to become a millionaire and all these kind of things, just get your passport and book out, man. Guaranteed. Go to certain countries around this world, man, your status automatically upgrades. When your status upgrades, that gives you an upgrade in the quality, definitely the quantity of women that you can meet and date.
This is what I'm saying. Like, sir, I'm just done. Dudes don't want to put the work in. That's why I'm single again. And I'm like, okay with that right now, because I promise you, I'm not trying to teach nobody how to treat me. Like, that is so crazy. And like, you see how he's like, they want the easiest route out. Like, oh, somebody is going to treat me good. And I don't got to treat them like anything or bring anything to the table. Who wants that?
Well, anyway. See, this is the thing that kills me, is the cultural expectation. Culturally in America, the expectation is that you get up, you go to work, you take care of yourself, and I'm going to do the same thing. But like the shows we like to watch, culturally, a lot of times men and women gender roles, allowances and things are different. So they want to go to a culture that praises them, keep their culture, mm-hmm. but then adapt their culture.
Selfish.
The woman's of being submissive. I'm so confused.
Selfish. And this is what I fall into with pretty much anybody that I meet. Everybody is so selfish. And I get it that you're supposed to take care of yourself, because if you're not good, how are you going to make sure anybody else is good? But then that doesn't mean you just dismiss everyone else's like feelings or anything, that views or anything. So many women are claiming that they just want to take advantage of these women in third world countries. Like, we believe so too. But the men say that they are truly looking for their wives. Now, some of the posts have hundreds of comments of women asking to see their passport stamps, since they always seem to be alone at their house in the States in these videos. So one woman, you know, put them on blast, sis. Now, one woman warns men about this.
In the beginning, everything is going to seem amazing, especially with being in a different country. That just does something to you. So you feel like extra good inside, right? Not to mention the girl that you found. She's young. She's gorgeous. Loves to have a good time. She does everything for you and to you. Oh, you're in love. But homegirl, oh no, she don't even like you. She, in fact, is playing you and is doing this for a come up. You went from searching for genuine love to accidentally finding yourself in a transactional relationship. get ready, because homegirl, she is going to tell you all of these lies to get you to pull out your wallet. And you will dish out hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. And this money is not just going to her. Nah, she's giving this money to her family, to her friends, and her boyfriend.
It's the boyfriend for me.
And her boyfriend. No, that's how we okay. go. Listen, I watch 90 Day, like I said, 90 Day Fiance, and they do this all the time. They be scamming the guys.
They do. They do. They got to pay to talk to them. They got to put money. It's like commissary. Like, you got to put money on their books before they even send you a message back. And it's absolutely crazy. I saw this post on Instagram not too long ago. It was this beautiful Asian girl, and she was calling out Black men. She went in and she was saying, it's so crazy. She's like, you know, I'm short. I'm a shorter girl and I'm a little thick. So a lot of times I get hit on by African-American men because my shape is a little bit stacked like the women that they think that they like. So she was saying how she's dated every color man under the sun. I believe she was, sounds like she was adopted or raised by a white family, but she's an Asian girl. Long story short, she was talking about how all of these Black men, when they meet her, they go on and on about how they love dating exotic women. And she's like, I'm Wonderbird White from Middle America. There's nothing exotic about me. And then they go on to talk about, I don't like to date Black women. And she says she always gets turned off. And those are the ones she says deuces to, because she thinks, she's like, your sister's Black. Your mama's Black. Like, how do you not like your own women? I'm not saying that you can't be attracted to me, but why do you think it's okay to diss your own women because you're also attracted to me? And when I tell you, this little Asian girl put these Black men in place, like, if you guys do not figure out how to love yourselves.
Yeah, I mean, they're not doing anything but moving their trauma to a different race. And those women are soon going to be tired of it, just like they are, too. You can't just, nobody's just going to be okay with getting treated any kind of way that you feel like treating them because you want them to be submissive and whatever. Like, eventually somebody's going to wake up. They're either going to get you for your money or they're going to break your heart. So
they're going to say no thank you, like 90 Day Fiance with Rose and little Neck.
Exactly. Put the work in and stop being lazy. If you want a good relationship, you have to work on it.
And these foreign passport brothers, y'all go right ahead. And I just like the fact that Black men are able to travel the way that we can these days and learn things.
They're not going nowhere. They got called out already. They sitting at home.
Right back home.
They sitting at home and they draws talking about they passport poppies and don't got no stamps but one. Okay. Get out of here.
And that's to Mexico. All
right. McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right. So what I do need to know is, during the holidays, we was turkeying, we was stuffing, we was cuffing, we was out here in these streets. You was looking like a snack with your new bayang. Who was in your DM?
Oh, well, now y'all all come in my DM now, okay? Because this is the type time that
that's why you look like a whole snack. You got my whole boots. You got my same little Givenchy boots.
Yeah, me, you got our ombre boots.
Baby, they was killing them.
They bay yanging. Okay, so I got a lot of DMs, but one person seemed like a hater. So you seen, I was in Miami, and you know, I had my little suns out, buns out. It was real hot one day, like a cool little 85.
Girl, you look good.
Thank you. So I had my little buns out. So my homegirl filmed me. I didn't know she was filming, but I'm just walking. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay. Oh, it actually looked good. I'm going to post that, right? Because no way I could film my own self like not? That. So I posted that little booty jiggling, bloop, 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 bloop. So I got mad DMs. I'm going to read some of them, but one of them is my hater. She said, you stay talking about dudes in your DMs, but you steady thirst trapping. Tears. You need to stop it.
So you took time out of your day with the only 24 hours you have allotted to go into my friend's DM and hate on her living her best life.
Yep.
Somebody needs to roll her up and smoke her. Like,
so let's read some of the guys' DMs because she's upset about them. So let's make her a little bit more mad.
Shooting my shot. LOL. He put the basketball with the basket and everything. He said, probably not going to read this. I like what I'm seeing. And I love what I hear on the radio daily. You are my favorite. He goes, somebody else, I know you probably have a lot of people in your DMs, but I just want to say you out here acting bad and looking bad. Somebody else, yes. L'Oreal, you looking amazing from head to toe. I'm going to shoot my shot. And hopefully it works with someone of your stature. Then it gets crazy.
So what?
No, go ahead. You tell me. And then I
Well, if you were wondering, ladies, sometimes, you know, you do a hair change or you do a little something, a little zhuzh, and you wonder if it's still giving what you thought it was giving. So if you needed any confirmation besides from me telling you how much I love this bang on your ginger, that was a great confirmation. They here for it, sis. You looking good like bang. A hot snack.
Thank you.
Guess what? Haters are going to hate and potatoes are going to potato. So you should have expected that one girl in there. Okay, but continue. I want to hear what else they're talking about.
I'm not even going to lie. I'm not going to read from the beginning because he just started writing out of nowhere, which I never even seen this guy. So he just said, hope all is well, Miss L'Oreal. Second to none. I see you in first class by far. You are a primary piece, not secondary. I may have been slow. God ain't going to let me remain back. He's going to propel me forward every time, especially after you, who's hot. You all that and a lot more. I'm a whisper to the rest to you.
He already
later.
Told me his age. He said you all that. You don't say you all that. The fact that he said you all that, he's a youth pastor.
Yeah, he said, I'm on your speed. Know that. And what? Some people can't. He said, oh, look, I was just about to say some people can't write. And then I skipped to the next line and it said, I'm a writer. I won't run out of words. I can talk a cat off of the fish truck. He said, just try me one time and hit my line. I'm saying, I need you for real, for real.
He got bars.
No, this is too much. She said, I'm heading down that chimney. This is too long. He really is writing a lot. He said, what hotel are you at, baby? I want to come by. Why would, okay, now he's getting too weird.
Now
he's
getting soccer.
If anybody else is shooting their shot, I'm going to beat them.
Well, get you some gloves, bro, because they in my DM for L'Oreal, okay?
Yeah.
So get you some gloves.
So funny. He said, bring your ass here. I know you somewhere smiling. The sun is shining, and they predicted an overcast. That's how he ended it.
Yo, he's funny.
I can't. He's crazy.
I think that the young man is just trying a different tactic, right? So a lot of guys try a lot of flattery. I think he was just trying humor, which is not a bad idea because you are a jokester. You are super witty. You are hilarious. So I think he was just trying a different tactic than a lot of the people that slide in your DM. That's what I'm gonna say. I ain't mad at homeboy. He shouldn't have said he was a writer, but I like the way he signed off.
Y'all could definitely slide in my DMs at Star and L'Oreal, L-O-R-E-L. We're going to put you on blast. Okay.
Okay. And you are listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/The Undressing Room. Now, every week we do this. It's my second favorite thing on the show, which is the final question to undress. Her story came from a young lady by the name of Leslie. Leslie said, hey, ladies.
Hey, Leslie.
So, I was dating a guy a couple of years ago, and our relationship, or rather situationship, was pretty toxic. And it got so bad emotionally that I started going to therapy and I blocked him. Now, recently, I unblocked him and decided to go back into communication with him. My friends are furious that I have let him back in as far as communication. Now, one of my friends has threatened to stop being my friend, period, if I continue to talk to him because she remembers how he made me feel years ago. You guys, what should I do? Now, on one hand, it feels like maybe he has changed. But then on the other hand, I do not want to lose my friend. And I do understand her point of view.
Yes.
So signs off, Leslie, what do I do? Oh my goodness.
Well, I wonder who was the toxic one in the situation. Cause sometimes I will say this, when you hearing a side of a story from one person, it's always going to be they look in a favor, right? So she might be telling a story and let him back in because she know that she was part of the toxicity in the relationship. Now, if that's the case and she needed to get fixed in order to bring good to the relationship and he was only meeting toxic with toxic, then I get it. And your friends should be your friends regardless. But if this is a person that was beating on you, that really had you down in the dumps and you needed therapy from him, then no. You deserve to lose a friend because you didn't learn your lesson. It's either that or you're going to lose somebody. You're going to lose the guy or you're going to lose her. And you are choosing him over her.
I appreciate the homegirl because it's really hard when it comes to your really good friends and their relationships, because it's like, mm-hmm. I can be a great friend to you in so many ways, but there is a place that I will never be able to touch is that intimate part with the person that you're dating. So right. My love for you is thick, but there's places and things that I can't do for you. So I want you with someone great to give you everything that you deserve, because I can't give it to you as a friend. But by the same right. token, I, as a friend, cannot stand idly by and watch you be abused in a toxic situation and not say anything. Now, with that said, having lost a friend to a very toxic relationship on this earth, right. who is now in heaven, right. it is your job and duty as a homegirl. And I think if your friend was strong enough to get away, however hard it was and long it took to get away from that situation, went and sought self-help and got a therapist to get her mind right after being with this guy. Yes, friend, you doing your job. You give your good old friend an ultimatum. Be like, I will not be here if you mess with him. Because she knows that your friendship is more valuable and she's going to reconsider if you put it on the table like that. Because
you could lose Eva. These girls, they choose the guys a lot. I've seen that happen, you know, or they'll lie. And that's another thing that you don't want your friend to do. I'm not going to lie, and I get what you're saying, and it touches you a total different way because of the situation with your best
because
friend.
If I feel like if things were different, if you were able to speak, if someone had enough balls to say, don't go back to him, if you had enough in you to not go back to that toxic situation, then that outcome could have been different. And your friends are the ones.
I get it, Eva, but you're supposed to be the friend through good and bad, right? And you're a grown up and I'm supposed to let you make your own decisions.
Nah,
there's nothing that I could do to stop you if that's what you're going to do. I'm going to be honest with you. I went back to somebody and I lied to my friend for 2 years. One of my best friends. I lied to her for 2 years. And it was because
you knew you was wrong.
I knew I was wrong, but that did not stop me. I still was doing it because I still mentally was tied to that relationship, and I knew it wasn't good for me, and I knew it did feel bad all along because I'm like, I'm lying about it, so obviously this can't be good. But at the same time, you know, I had to learn that lesson, and I had to go through that, or I was going to keep going back to him.
But God spared you. God spared you.
But it wasn't until I was ready to leave that I left, and there was nothing that nobody could do to get me to leave, including him.
Agreed, but I'm talking about as a friend. I'm not mad at her friend for pressing the issue. Like,
I'm not mad.
It's like me and you, if we go out, right? You got a very fancy, nice car and you got a nice big house on the other side of town. So if we in the city and you done had a couple too many drinks, I don't care what you say and how Brody New York you get. I'm taking your keys.
That's why
I don't care what you're saying. There's nothing you can say that's going to tell me. I know it's your house. I know it's your car. I know you grown and I know all of that. And I know you ain't driving.
Well, see, I know, and that's what I was talking about earlier. Now, I have some real friends that I know would do the same thing like you. I know you would do that. But then I also have some other friends that I'm not going to say they're not real, but maybe they're not that responsible. Maybe I don't even hold them that close, or maybe they're more associates, and they probably wouldn't do it. They don't know me well enough to be like, well, I'm going to take it regardless. And now they might be scared and be like, oh, she said no, so she's good. She's good. So
then, and then it's hard, too. Because sometimes you be having them friends that's haters and that don't want to see you happy and that does, you know what I'm saying? So then to decipher between.
Your friends be knowing, but sometimes they don't be knowing. It just, I don't know. In this situation, it's toxic or whatever. You should definitely guide and listen to that.
Let it go.
Especially, that's it. That's it. You got to cut it off.
You got to let it go. You got to let it go. And you need a strong friend to help you do so. So that was the final question to Undress. They're sent every single week. It's one of my favorite segments. If you would like your question to be the final question to Undress, it's super, super easy. Do us a favor. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram at The Undressing Room. podcast, DM us like they do to L'Oreal all the day, all the time, all day. And boom.
Where my thirst trap at?
Listen, keep them up there because I can't do it. So let me see. I like to see them cakes too. I like who they listen to, love.
You're listening to the Undress and Run podcast presented by Macy's. Log on to theundressandrunpod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page. And we're going to get up out of here. We'll see you next week. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend because the Undress and Run podcast is definitely lit.
Always lit. Now let me put my clothes back on because I'm a little naked.
Please. Get them on, girl. Get them on.
Get them on. You can leave them off. See you next week.
We chilling.
I can leave them off, really. We can just you know, let it hang.
Let it all hang out then.
Bye, y'all. The Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's is an Urban One Reach Media production hosted by the one, the only Eva Marcel and L'Oreal.
Follow at the Undressing Room podcast on all socials. Executive produced by Kobe Cove Tyner. Assistant produced by Alexis Felder. Edited by Dunkus. Senior Director of Podcast Operations, Sierra Reed. Sales and Corporate Partnerships, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, Lori Hall, and Khadijah Campbell. Digital Marketing, Walter Gaynor, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Thank you for listening to the Undressing Room podcast.
See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.